School Board meeting. We're happy to be at Green River High School. We have all board members present and Superintendent Davis and Business Administrator Jared Black. So we will begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, if you'll all please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will begin with a student recognition. I'll turn the time over to Superintendent Davis.
In the past, we've honored students at our schools for state and national recognition and awards at the end of the year. Things are typically quite hectic at that time, and it's hard to get kids to award programs, things like that. Plus, the board is very interested in meeting these students who have excelled in so many ways, and want to express personal appreciation for all that they do. This is an award recognizing an academic all-stater, which in my view is one of the most prestigious awards that the state Utah High School Activity Association gives, because it involves not only success in the athletic endeavors, but also academically. For each season, the Utah High School Activity Association honors 10 students in each sport, male and female, in each classification for academic achievement. And if you think about that for a minute, that's a very, very small percentage of students statewide in each classification. To achieve that is a great honor, and tonight I'm proud to recognize Lindsay McFarland. Lindsay, if you'll come forward. And it's okay to give her a round of applause. So we would like to give her this certificate. It's pretty simple when you look at it, but it's very symbolic. It means a lot. And really what it speaks to is the hard work you put in. You probably did a lot of homework on a bus, traveling from wherever, and it pays off. It's truly an accomplishment. I don't know exactly what the average GPA is for volleyball. I don't know if I mentioned this is for volleyball, but it's real close to 4.0 for all of those students that received this honor. And I think Lindsay was probably recognized at the state volleyball tournament by the Utah High School Activities Association. And this is a district level recognition. So congratulations. This is for you, and we appreciate your parents coming to this.
Congratulations.
Fantastic. Good job.
Thank you.
Lindsay, before you get too comfortable, would you come back up and Jared wants to take a picture?
The newspaper's going to want one, I'm pretty sure. So let's.
You want me presenting this?
Yeah. Laurel, do you maybe want to come up as board president too? So.
Yeah. Are you in any sports right now?
No. Okay. One, two, three. All right. Got it.
Robotics might be in sports.
Those kids work hard too.
She's good.
Oh, good for you. all of the good stuff.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Well deserved.
So Mr. Hepworth isn't quite here
Okay, we'll go ahead with the consent agenda. The warrants, the minutes for December 2017 meeting and financial reports for December 2017. Are there any discussion on that or questions that haven't been? Okay.
I move that we approve them.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? We have personnel actions, names for approval.
Yes, I have several names for your consideration. They are listed on the board bulletin that I handed out earlier. Emory High baseball coach Rob Smith, Canyonview Middle School librarian Jolene Begay, San Rafael Middle School librarian Angelina Bailing, Bookcliff special ed and preschool aide Andrea Irwin, and Green River High School ELL aide and EdNet facilitator Gayanne Salinas.
Gaina,
excuse me. And I would recommend board approval on each of those.
Okay, any discussion on that?
I'll make the motion that we approve those names as they've been presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We have a travel request from Emory High Automotive Program.
Okay, this, the request is in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is the second trip for the automotive program. They usually take two. One is in November, one is in February. And so Mr. Peacock requested to take five students to Hobbs, New Mexico, to the New Mexico Junior College Automotive Skills Invitational Competition. There's a name for you.
Okay.
All right. Leaving February 5th at 8 a.m., returning February 10th. I think that's a typo because it's usually just an overnight.
Yeah.
So probably February 6th. He would be chaperoning. And it's the competition they've attended for the past about 10 years, transportation provided by USU Eastern.
Okay. Okay. Any
I'll make a motion
on
to
that?
Approve if it's only the one night, not five.
Yeah, that's a good clarification.
One night, okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We have a student disciplinary action. Right?
That's to be in closed session.
Okay, I thought that was an interesting place to put that. let's have the principal's report then.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You might mention stuff so I don't have to say it.
Okay. I promised a 2-hour movie.
You do have a movie.
I do have a movie.
All right.
You thought she was kidding. I have to turn on Nolan's old computer, so let me. It's ancient. I was hoping he would be here because he would remember his old computer.
Is he is here.
I know.
There he is.
Are you showing it up on the wall here?
Yeah, I'm showing it on the wall.
Nolan or the computer is being ancient.
Oh. That's why I was hoping he would be here. Yeah, so I have to show you things that we've done so far in the year. So, you know.
You built the
arches.
Yeah, the arches. Sorry, I thought I had it all set, ready to go.
See, she's stepping up her game. Now everybody's going to have to step up their presentations too.
It's not ready to go. I thought I left it there.
Isn't that the way it always goes?
Mm.
I think you have it all ready.
Yeah.
We're 20 points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where's my sound? Stop. Okay, why do things never work when you
We're just happy it happens to someone else.
That's
Murphy's
exactly.
Law.
Mm-hmm.
Because I this happened at graduation one year, and then I found out the reason why.
One year of graduation?
Well, every year.
Every year.
It's because
the year that you were
it's because if you just leave the computer on, I should know that you can't do that. So this is giving Mr. Hepworth time to get here. If you just leave it on, then it makes it so the sound doesn't work.
Huh.
That's a PC for you.
I know. See, if I would do this with my Mac, then. Oh no, I don't wanna do that. Oh crap, I don't wanna do that. Okay, maybe we will watch my movie.
Oh no.
Now's my movie.
One of 21.
Oh. We'll just let it do that. I'll tell you my stuff and then we'll watch my movie after this. Oh, but Mr. Hepworth's here.
You made it.
Yeah, we'll do Mr. Hepworth and then we'll do my.
Perfect.
Then we'll do my.
That will work out great.
Oh, that's funny.
That is.
I can't believe.
That always happens to me.
I know, it can't be us, but it's not just me that this happens to.
My technical stuff never works.
We will turn time over to Mr. Hepworth for the Green River High Comprehensive Guiding Program.
Just in time.
You're up.
Just in time. Don't sit down.
I apologize for my tardiness.
You have to stay after school.
Yeah, I did. We got a new student at Canyon View and
Thank you.
We wanted to go over some things with them, so I didn't leave as I was just headed out the door when I come in, so I might have made it.
Thank you.
I appreciate you letting me offer a report today. And I'll just kinda go over a little bit what we have here, and if you have any questions on anything, I'd be glad to try and answer them. If I can't answer them, I'm sure Kathy can. She's a great help to me. So one thing that I'm really excited about this year is that we've been able to create three new pathways, CTE pathways. So ever since I've been here, we've never had a CTE pathway to complete. And so now we have three, and we actually have one student that will complete two of those at the end of the school year. And if one of the other students, it's a senior, will stay in the business management class, he will also be a completer of one of those pathways. And we're looking at, with the creation of, so the computer tech class that we used to have to be required for high school graduation is now called Business Office Specialist. And with the creation of that class, that also gives us an opportunity to have another pathway that we can complete here. So I'm really excited about that. That's something that I've been trying to look at. Ms. Flucky and Mr. Morris, Ms. Suarez have really, really helped in getting those classes available for the kids. So probably more on their part than my part. I'm just looking at it. So I'm really excited that we have that now. We have completed our 11th grade and 12th grade plan for college and career readiness interviews this year. The statistics are there. I have the statistics for last year. And just brief on that, I do not know what happened with our 8th grade parents last year. They just, we just couldn't drag them in, I guess. So they kind of pull the percentages down, and we do like to have our parents there when we visit with the kids about their plans and where they're going. And because of my tardiness, I was going to have you a copy of my data project from last year. It was basic college information and understanding. We did a pretest of the students and what they knew about college, college vocabulary, how to get money for college. They did not score very well. But after the intervention, after the year went by and we did the college and career readiness things in each of the classes, those percentages did increase quite a bit. So they're getting there. We did hold a FAFSA parent night again this year, although we did not get the participation that I'd hoped we would have. It was a little bit lower this year. I think you sent me the information on
that. Yeah, we had like four.
There were only five students and parents out of the 14 seniors. One of the things with this is FAFSA has changed. It used to be that we couldn't do FAFSA until after the new year, because it's based off of last year's taxes. And then FAFSA says we can do the prior year's taxes, and they can open it up and start doing it in October. And so through Step Up Utah, Utah Higher Education Authority, we've been able to have a FAFSA night through them. We scheduled it, so anybody could come here and use our computers. We actually had one student complete her FAFSA that night. All of our seniors have their FSA IDs, Federal Student Aid IDs. They have to have that before they can do their FAFSA. So we go into the classroom and have them do that. So I do not have, and it's still ongoing right now, but I hope all of our seniors will complete FAFSA shortly. So, and then just one last item is our SAC, our Student Advisory Committee. We created this about 3 years ago under the recommendation of Momi Tu'ua from the state office. She did our site review with Mr. Johnson. Where'd you go? I saw you there. Mr. Johnson and myself, and that was one of the things that she, one of the recommendations that she made for advisory, is to get student input to create a little bit more diversity. We've had some really good kids in there on our SAC committee, and really enjoyed them. One of the things that we've done is we started a fundraiser a couple of years ago, and for the last 2 years we've been able to give away two $500 scholarships because of the fundraiser. That's what the fundraiser's for. It'd be nice if we could give $1,000 scholarships away, but I think $500 is pretty nice. Just wanted to share some of the things that we've done here in comprehensive counseling. Well, now it's called, it's different, College and Career Ready School Counseling. I keep changing things up. I can't keep up with it. So. But thank you for allowing me to present. And again, I'm sorry for being late. I don't speed. I'm one of those guys that get caught if I speed. It's like I have a target on me or something. And I'd be happy to answer questions about it if you have
questions.
I'll just sit down and shut up.
Thank you, Mr. Hepworth. We appreciate that.
If you guys could look on the CCRs, we have we visit with 100% of our students, even though parents won't come. So
okay.
As you look on that thing, notice that we have so many kids, we see so many kids, and if the parents can make it, we really do that. So we really try to hit every single one of our kids here, and we don't miss anybody.
So do you not count them if the parents aren't there? Is
no, no, you'll see on your paper
okay.
Right there.
The number of students. Okay.
That shows
and how many there, and I just wanted to point that out because
okay.
I think that's a pretty good thing that the counseling department does here.
Right.
We do try to, we make sure we try to hit every single student, and sometimes many times. But if you'll look there, I just wanted to point that out because sometimes that's easily skipped over.
Thanks, Kathy. We appreciate all that you do as well. Appreciate
Thanks.
That. Are we ready?
Well, I'm still updating, so we'll watch that at the end.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll watch it at the end of my report instead
okay.
of the beginning. So welcome to Green River High School. I hope that you noticed when you walked in that we have a new trophy case that our library is painted, which I especially want to thank you for it. They were both capital outlay projects, and we've enjoyed having both of them updated. It's been nice to have the library updated and all of our trophies displayed. We also were able to make improvements to the baseball field last year, and we do hope to continue those improvements this year as well. So thank you very much for those capital outlay projects. I would like to acknowledge my staff, for some of the staff that are here this year, or this tonight, Mr. Brady and Kathy. Mr. Brady teaches STEM, 7th and 8th math, and he's transitioning this year with a new math program, working with Alex, coaching cross country. He does a little bit of everything in our school, and greatly appreciate his efforts that he does in the school. And there's some days that I don't know what I would do without Mr. Brady's assistance. Mr. Gallons is here this evening, and he works with language arts and does a fabulous job in language arts. He's taken on Sterling Scholar this year, and we do have a Sterling Scholar this year, so we're excited about that. Lindsay is in Sterling Scholars. We're happy to have Sterling Scholar back. And Lindsay will be competing in math, so we're happy to have that program back and happy that Mr. Gowans has accepted that challenge this year. So, we also have Mr. Roundy here. I asked Mr. Roundy if he would come and show off our robot just a little bit. Our kids, Lindsay is also involved in the robotics program. So Mr. Roundy was actually at the Teen Center. Mr. Roundy volunteers down at the Teen Center also. Kathy works at the Teen Center as well. Kathy is also our counselor's assistant, and she's here this evening as well. So Mr. Roundy said that he would come and show off our robot just a little bit. With the STEM grant, we were able to, last year we just had an after-school program, but this year we were able, with a block schedule, to put robotics on our schedule, which has been very well received. We have some kids that I think didn't know that they would like robotics, and they've realized that they enjoy robotics, and it's been a really fun class for them. So the robot's been a hit, and we have a lot of times that we see robots coming up and down the halls, and we actually had kids, they were controlling a robot one day with FaceTime. That's what they were doing. They had created it, and they were looking around corners with cell phones, and that was pretty interesting. And finally, I had to say, guys, that's pretty cool, but you can't be interrupting classrooms with the cell phone. And they could see where they were going because they were FaceTiming with their other phone. So that was interesting. So maybe Lindsay and Mr. Roundy can run their robot for a minute and give you a little demonstration, which is, they've been to one competition and they're going in a couple weeks for another competition. So Lindsay always says, I'm not a driver, because it stresses her out. So so this year it's a little different, their competition. They have to pick up cubes and put cubes in a tower.
So you have to stack the cubes 4 high and 3 wide is the way it works.
Is there a time limit?
You have 2 minutes.
Okay.
So there's, what will actually happen is, we've had Lindsay doing a lot this year, is we have to program it so the robot will run by itself without any help.
Wow.
So what is that called when the robot's running?
And so it's the autonomous.
Autonomous, that's right.
Oh, I don't have the pictures here. That's why it's not working. Gonna say it'll start driving by itself, but we don't have the picture. It has to look at the picture, and that takes 30 seconds. And then after that 30 seconds gets over, then they have 2 minutes to. You were supposed to press stop. Now the robots.
So the autonomy part of it is separate from the regular 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we have a half hour. Half minute autonomous, where the robot drives itself, and then they have 2 minutes after that to stack as many blocks. And then at the last 30 seconds, they can try and grab this, and that's what this back one is for.
Mm.
Is for grabbing this. And if you can place it in the right spot, it'll get you like an extra 55
bonus.
At the last competition we were at, this is kind of our bragging rights, because we struggled. We had some problems with our phones communicating. But at the last competition, there was only one other team that attempted to do this, and we were the only team that was able to score with it, and we scored 3 times.
Wow.
That is bragging.
So,
right.
Well, we kind of struggled with it. We were, you know, we were excited we were able to do that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It is. So it's been
cool.
A lot of fun to have robotics as an addition to our school. So I thank Mr. Roundy for taking robotics on, and the kids who've been participating. So that has been really, really a fun addition. So my other staff member that's here is Sherry, and I don't know that our school could run without Sherry here. We rely on Sherry for just about everything, and when she's not here, even though I was secretary once, I swear I don't remember anything. I tell her, I don't know how I used to do that, because I can't do it anymore. So anyway, I do appreciate everything that Sherry does for our school, and I think that we all appreciate the things that she does for our school, so I do appreciate her. Mr. Hepworth, of course, is here, and we appreciate him coming. He does come and help our school a lot, so we appreciate everything that he does for our school. One person that we did add to our school this year was, we had a VISTA here. Marissa has been here in our school this year, and she's been a great mentor to our students. It's been just enough of a different person that's been in our school this year, and she's added a lot to our school. And unfortunately, she leaves in March, and I'm not sure that we'll get another VISTA, but that's been a great benefit. I also have a couple student council members here this evening. Lindsay is our student body president, and Selene is our student body secretary. It's nice to have a couple students show up for the board meeting. I invited all of our student council to come. I think it's beneficial for student council to come and see how our governing body works of our school and school district. So thank you guys for being here. Our staff this year has worked pretty diligently in our faculty meetings and PLCs, as we worked somewhat separately, but all mostly together. We started working with the DeFore book, Learning by Doing, to help guide us to write a new mission statement, vision, and goals. And we're going to introduce our new mission statement and those vision and goals next week as we start our new semester. But I thought that I would present those to you this evening. We have, all of us collaborated, but with the help of Mr. Gowans, because he is our expert writer, and Ms. Jensen and Mr. Olson, he's really come on board this year and helped us in just about every way. He's helped us in language arts and in music and PE. He's coaching. He's just been a real team player, and he helped also with the collaboration and took our ideas, and he and Mr. Gowans and Ms. Jensen put together our final product. So I'll give you a copy of our new mission statement, vision, and we created I statements for the students and the faculty and staff as well. Jared, I'm going to read this one, and then I'll give it to you. So our new mission statement, which is on our website now, states Green River High School commits to provide a comprehensive and challenging education in a safe environment, conducive to learning every day to provide every student to succeed in an ever-changing world. Our vision, graduates from Green River High School will be guided by their own inner goals and values to pursue further education and success throughout life through traditional college training and certification programs or personal study and reading. Students, I will always work to be a better me. I will recognize where I have been, where I am, and where I am going. I will trust myself and my success and learn from challenges. I will be someone's best friend. I will be accepting of myself and others. I will appreciate my opportunity for education and utilize my time efficiently. I will work daily to improve the culture and environment in my school or in school. I will accept my responsibility to make Green River High School a high achieving school. Faculty and staff, I will always work to be a better me. I will recognize where I have been, where I am, and where I am going. I will be present and supportive. I will continue learning to provide high quality education to all students. I will recognize and appreciate differences in students and colleagues. I will work daily to improve the culture and environment in school. So I think that as a collaborative effort that we have come up with a pretty good product. I'm pretty proud of it, and I do again thank Mr. Gowans, Ms. Jensen, and Mr. Olson for creating our final product for us, and I think that it was a good effort on our entire staff and for the rest of this year. And I think that it's a challenge for all of us to commit to those I statements, and I really like that. So back to our student council as we go there. Our student council has chosen to focus this month on a separate focus, which I'm also really proud of, and they've also chosen a separate service project this month. So I commend the girls that are here this month for the things that they have chosen
They've worked on monthly cleanups, blood drives, toy drives. What else have you done? Service letters to military. They've worked pretty hard, and so I, you know, we've done a lot of things and a lot of service, and so I give kudos to them. And our faculty, as we implemented the block schedule, we've seen positive strides of improvement. We've been able to create pathways, as Mr. Hepworth stated, in two business areas and in family and consumer science. We've been able to add robotics to our schedule and other elective classes, enabling students to have greater choices in their classes. This year, with the addition of Mr. Olson, we were able to teach language arts on every day in 7th through 10th grade, and math every day, which was our goal. And hopefully we'll see the results at the end of the year, SAGE summative testing. We are using SAGE benchmarks to prepare our students for the upcoming SAGE summative test this spring. And hopefully my computer's ready, because I would like to show you, I'm not sure if you've all seen how Alex Math works, but that's something that we're using in all of our math classes. So I might not take that much time, but we're using Alex, and we're really seeing great results with Alex Math, which is the program that we chose to go with instead of ST Math in the secondary, and I think that all the junior high schools and the high school, Emory High School has gone with as well, which it's a great program. That I like that program because I'm able to pull up all of the reports Mr. Brady and Ms. Jensen are using in their classes, and I can see progress from the kids. I can see how well those kids are doing and progressing and the time that they're spending. And you know, Mr. Brady's kids are really showing that progression and how much they're working there, and it's our kids are really showing some great strides there. So I'm pretty impressed with what we're doing with Alex Math. So, and we're spending that extra time on Alex Math. So thank you again for visiting, and hopefully my movie will work now.
Casey, how is the schedule working? Are you feeling good about that?
Yeah, I think that with the adjustments that we've made, especially now that last year we had some struggles with having enough time, like with language arts especially. We were able, with the addition with Mr. Olson, we were able to give him language arts 7, so we could bump up now, because last year we just had 7th, 8th, and 9th. Did we even have 9th grade? No, just 7th and 8th grade. They were the only ones that had language arts every day. So this year we were able to put 9th and 10th grade, because Mr. Gowans wasn't seeing enough time. They weren't having, you know, every other day language arts was just not enough time. Even in those 74 minutes, you couldn't get through, he couldn't get through a novel, he couldn't get through the things he was, you know, he was actually had lost time. So I think with that addition, the schedule is working much better. I think the only downfall, especially since we transitioned credits, and so I think when we see our freshmen, who we've upped the credits to 30 credits, so right now we see our seniors, and even though they still have to have the language arts and financial literacy, they still have an abundance of credits. So we still have that issue of, you know, our hope was that they still want to be here because there's other things for them to take. If they're not an athlete, they're not here. So this year, our senior class, you know, we have Lindsay, who's here because she wants to be in everything, but the rest of that senior class is not here. So that's an issue, because they don't want to be here.
Will that change as the years go by?
As the years go by. Well, by the time these freshmen get to be seniors, they'll still have the credits, and that might be something that we reevaluate and bump that up, you know.
Okay.
Mr. Hepworth?
Just one thing on that. One thing we haven't done before is push the concurrent enrollment classes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really neat program for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would help.
That would be a really great way for us.
Give them a reason.
Yeah.
push those kids in the ninth grade, keep your GPA up so you can qualify still and you can take those. Because it really, it saves them money when they go to college.
For sure.
Well,
maybe that will help.
Right.
Bring, I mean, that gives us more course offerings for those upper levels. That would be great if our seniors who only have language arts and financial literacy left to get to graduate, if they take advantage of
College credits, yeah.
And I still haven't given up the hope that maybe we can piggyback on some of Emory High's concurrent enrollment that they're teaching, you know, or a Spanish class, or, you know, that they actually have a teacher over there that's teaching 1050 math, or, you know, some of those classes that we might add a couple students from Green River High School onto their caseload or their class load that we could pipe in from Green River, you know. The technology's there, why can't we utilize it? And so I haven't given up that hope, because if we have that capability, then hopefully we can do it. And Doug's committed.
So what are the roadblocks to that? If the technology's there, what's the next roadblock?
Teachers wanting to be able to, teachers committing to doing it from Emory, plus having the facilitator here. So we can't have a teacher sitting here and a teacher there, so a teacher here with a class full of kids that we're paying a teacher. So we talked about if we hire a facilitator that we're paying $10 an hour, then that was somewhat the agreement. So we have just a facilitator that we might have for two or three kids who might be taking that class, then we're only paying the one full-time teacher over there.
And that's not a responsibility that, like, a librarian can handle?
We don't
with
have
only
a librarian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
there you go.
Well, we sort of
yes.
do, but yeah, we don't have. But we did talk about, you know, if we did hire our facilitator, then maybe if she doesn't have classes all the time, but unfortunately we hired facilitator / ELL. So we don't really have, she doesn't have a lot of extra time. So, but that, you know, those are drugs that might be worked out.
Thank
but
you.
Anyway.
How does the, I know you switched your block, so it's AB, AB, and then switches
oh,
every,
so much
it doesn't
better.
Switch, it's just continuous.
It just continues. Yeah, it's
that
a
better?
Lot better. Kids might get confused a little bit, but it's so much better. Yeah, somebody, I can't remember who it was, but they said that there was a sign, that they kept a sign out front of their school that they just turned back and forth, it's A, B, A, B, which is probably a good idea, even for me, because I have to look at the calendar every day to see what day it is. But, yeah, it's so much better than having that as a constant, and then we switch, because, yeah, that's much better than having the Friday swap. I don't know, how do you guys feel about it?
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I got confused when they were set days of the week, so, you know. I think I got
confused
last year.
Did you?
Last year it was new.
Last year it was new, so it wasn't that big
yeah.
change.
Well, and we don't have the students that are constantly absent on B-days.
Yeah, and that was the biggest
yeah.
issue.
Consistently the same.
Right, because last year, especially, you know, with the junior high
yeah.
missing every
yeah.
Tuesday and Thursday.
It was always the same classes.
It was always the same
yeah.
classes. So yeah, this is it's worked out fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Moving
okay.
time.
This
Turn
is
down.
Only 2 minutes, I promise.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully that sound. If we don't, we'll just not watch it. It's not
bad. You can email it to us.
I can
could
send
do
it
that.
To you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like hard.
I have to get JR sometimes. Smoke everywhere. Oh, look at Lenny.
thank you for your effort and that. Thanks for all that you do and your staff here. We appreciate it. JR?
All right. I'd like to also welcome you guys out. It's always nice when you guys can come down here. See if that's a trip. Anyway, we've been busy as well. Been involved with the district's vision of the PLCs. Our group's done really good with that. The grade levels have been taken off as far as interacting. I think there's been a lot more interaction from each specific grade level as far as actually having meaning behind those meetings. Prior to that, it wasn't as meaningful, so some came, some didn't, but now there's a purpose behind it. There's a lot more collaboration and discussion. So the beginning of this year, we only had to fill one position. Nolan was able to fill that. I'm wondering if he's questioning his sanity right now. There is a definite difference between sixth and seventh grade, even though it's a year. But he can probably attest to that. We did have a great beginning to the year with Green River High, with the Y Tribe training. It was an excellent training. It was a good collaboration between Green River High and Wycliffe as well. I thought that was the information there was presented in a very good way. I also think a lot of teachers took aspects of that training and have put that into their teaching throughout this year. So we yet again had success with our summer packets as they returned. We actually had more success with our winter packets that we just did. Ended up having 60 students bring those back. I can't remember what the summer was. It wasn't 60. Just say that. So anyway, we still continue to have success, and it's nice to be able to have that to send home with those students to keep the academics going. Veterans Day, the students drew pictures. We typically would do light bulbs, the green light bulbs, but we kind of jumped on board with what the city was doing, and basically they created pictures for the veterans and then handed out army men with flags with the, I can't remember what the saying was, but anyway, so the city came and got those and then delivered those to the veterans during their program. So a lot of good stuff with that. Had a really great turnout with Dads and Donuts. I don't think anybody actually counted. It was a little hectic, but it was a very good turnout, and so we plan on continuing that with them. And that was actually purchased through Trustland Fund, or funded through Trustland Funds. And so we'll, as we continue to discuss future plans with our community council, that is one thing that they would like to keep. It's not, we're going to change the name, though. Our third grade teacher, Mrs. Clark, she had her baby, so she is out on maternity leave, a 10-pound baby boy, so mm-hmm. I had to been thankful. We got Crosby Hat, who is filling in, and she's great. She's very bubbly. She's got a lot of energy. She taught here last year. She has previously taught at Wycliffe as a part-time. So we really like the fact that she was able and willing to fill in for that position and cover for Elise until she gets back. We're also looking at adding an afternoon preschool to our school. So they currently have morning 4 days a week, and they are adding an afternoon 4 day a week due to the need down here. That was approved through the district, I think through Ryan, that kind of pursued that and allowed that to continue. But anyway, students will start coming next week as far as the afternoon. And so to accommodate our Friday, they'll do Monday through Thursday in the afternoon and then maintain their same schedule for the morning. show. This is the first year that we've done an art show that was requested through the community council. That's just why I want to change the name, sorry. Through the community council, one of the members wanted to do an art show, and so in affiliation with the John Wesley Powell Museum, they do a River Runner art show. I believe this year they switched it to April. So we're going to try and align our art show with that, so that once they're done with the art show at the school, they can submit that to the museum. And that's one that I believe they can put their own price tag on if somebody wants to buy it and they get the money. So it's kind of fun to join in with that with the museum. We're also looking into working with the city on getting a choir put together. I honestly didn't think there would be a big interest in it, but there's actually quite a few of the students there at the school that are very interested in it. In fact, apparently it has been brought up today, so we're in the process of having Jackie Nelson is the one that I'm working with. She's going to put a proposal together. I don't know to what level it might need to go, but in doing so, we'll assess what we need to do and try and get that organized to see if it will be beneficial to continue. So, speaking of kindergarten teacher, our kindergarten is doing great. They're performing very well. I don't know if you want to say anything about how they did on their test. I'm sure it was just yesterday, I believe, they did their test.
I had 90% proficiency and one below.
Very good.
That is good.
Wow.
And that one below is a resource student, so anyway, not that that should make a difference, but that would make a difference on the proficiency. So. Along with that, every morning her class sings the national anthem. And so on, I believe it's the 30th, she's worked with Casey to get those kids, the kindergarten will sing the national anthem for the Shirley basketball game prior to the start of that. And they've got shirts that say 2030.
They graduate?
Oh.
Cow.
Wow.
So anyway, that, they all seem pretty excited about it. Parents are excited about it. And so I thank Casey for letting that continue to be a part of the high school as well. The one big thing is our faculty works great together. I couldn't ask for a better one. They collaborate well. They work together. They help each other. They just do a great job. Marcy does a great job with the ELL and Title I, handling two programs at the same time and having them both effective, I think is great. Nolan's hanging in there and just still trying to understand sixth graders' mentality. And I've been there 20 years and I still don't get it. So we'll try and get into the seventh grade mentality before the end of the year. So. And also Cindy, she keeps me from saying a lot of stupid things. She's not tonight, but during the day she usually keeps me from saying stupid things, so that kind of keeps me in line. But also Lindsay comes down and volunteers at the elementary, so she'll be working alongside Gaylene, helping facilitate and volunteering in her classroom. But she's also going, maybe she doesn't know it yet. She's also going to be helping with our student advisors. So I will be
appreciate that. Thanks for your hard work that you've done and your staff, and appreciate that report. We'll go to Jared for the business administrator report.
Nothing tonight,
okay.
Unless you have any questions.
And I'll turn the time to superintendent.
Yes, thank you. And I'd also like to express appreciation to Casey and JR for the work that they do, and the level of professionalism that they brought to those responsibilities, the improvements that are being made, that are ongoing, the goals they've set. It's just very commendable, and commendable also to the staffs at each school, and also to the students who take these things on as personal challenges and set their own personal goals. A lot of good things are happening here in our Green River schools, and I appreciate that as superintendent. If you will look at your bulletin and go down to enclosures, a couple of updates. We do have our second term full day PLC coming up Friday, and we will be dedicating part of that day in the individual schools. That's a site-based decision. I believe most of the schools will allow teachers some time to finalize their grades, and in some cases, in finalizing grades, compile data to take into their collaborative teams when that begins in the afternoon. We will be setting up WebEx here in Green River to work with the teachers on this end so that they don't have to travel. They're certainly welcome to do so if they want. I know some did at the end of first term. But WebEx is a convenience that our technology department has put together and has proven to be quite effective. So that will take place on Friday, and the district office staff will be around to monitor progress there and visit some of those collaborative teams. We'll have elementary grade level teachers at Cottonwood, and we will have the secondary discipline teams originating at Emory High School. And the board is certainly welcome to pop in on any of those. They'll be taking place starting at noon at Emory High, and probably about the same at Cottonwood. Is that right, Ralph?
Yes, 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, and you're certainly welcome to come and visit if you're on this end of the county, also to pop into the schools and see how those PLCs and teams are functioning. In your updated packet, I included the Utah System of Higher Ed School Feedback Report. I don't want to go into that now. I want to give you some time to read through it. We'll spend some time on it in February, but it is some meaningful data. And probably the best data that we have that tracks our graduates, where they're going to school, how well they're doing in those core subjects as they enter college, how our mainstream graduates are doing in mainstream college classes, how our honors graduates, students that have taken AP courses, concurrent enrollment courses, are doing in upper level classes in college. I think an important tool for us to use as we discover what's working well and what needs maybe to be tweaked a little bit. So hopefully you'll have some time to take a look at that, and we can discuss that next month. Down under those items in development, under STEM, Ed, and CTE pathways, we had a good demonstration of the robotics program. You all know how that has grown by leaps and bounds. One of the concerns with the robotics as we look towards the future is funding. And we were a little concerned. All of this is funded by STEM Action Center grant money. And we were a little concerned after this year, which is the second year of the robotics program, that we would not have that funding. We had a team that met with Tammy Getz, who is the supervisor of STEM Action Center, and she assured us that the Emory School District is a pilot program. We were one of the first districts to start the robotics program through the STEM Action Center. And because of that, she has assured us that our grant is secure, not only for next year, but she told us to put together the application for at least 3 years and up to 5 years. So that is very good news for our district. This funding is vital. Not only can we sustain the program that we have in place, but we can grow that STEM program and our robotics programs from there. Also, we are meeting a team, I should say, an Emory County team that includes school district representatives. That would be Jed Jensen, Dana Terry, who's the counselor at Emory High, and myself will be joining county commissioners, the economic development department, Jordan Leonard, and some CEOs of industry and large companies in our county, in a meeting with the governor tomorrow to discuss how his 25,000 jobs for rural Utah initiative will benefit Emory County. And we put together strategies. We talked about the highest priorities. I'm proud to say that everyone in the room placed our STEM ed and CTE pathways development and growth as the number one priority, which is a very big deal. And going into our meeting with the governor tomorrow, that's going to be a very important point for our school district, because we are going to seek ongoing funding for these programs. We're at a point now, and Casey, I think, can verify this, where in order to grow our pathways, we need additional financial support primarily to pay for staff and staff training and infrastructure. But I was very pleased with the support we got from this coalition, and the meeting tomorrow with the governor, hopefully will have some very positive outcomes for our school district. I'd also note that in that meeting we had two of our board members present. Tracy and Kenzie were there. I'm sure that you guys learned a lot and found that whole process pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being there. So Dana, Jed, and I will be hitting up the Capitol tomorrow. Committee update, evaluations committee. Again, this is part of the EEA, Emory School District negotiation process. And the school district has been involved with reassessing our procedures and our policies on how we evaluate teachers. There's only so much we can do and still be in compliance with state law, which seems to change every year. It seems like we adjust our policies every year. But primarily, we're not dealing with policy, we're dealing with procedure on how we go about evaluating teachers. So we have put together a draft model of that that's been shared with the EEA leadership, and we will be meeting at the end of this month to go over that and kind of come to center on it, something that we can agree on that is, I think, a friendlier approach towards evaluation. We've been in very close communication with committee members as well as the EEA leadership on that. We're also looking at changing our stakeholder surveys. also making those a little simpler as well as less expensive. We've been using a survey through the University of Utah, which has had some flaws in it, and we think we can create our own without the great expense, but still accomplishing those things in a survey that will help improve our instruction and our evaluation process. On the flip side of the paper, just one other note. I've talked about this in the past, in our last meeting, that in the Utah School Superintendents Association meeting 2 months ago, we were asked to consider passing a resolution in support of our schools now, not the initiative itself, but in support of encouraging people to sign up to get that initiative on the ballot. There was a lot of discussion about it. It's political in nature, obviously. And we did not take a position on it at that time. However, last week in our meetings, we did take a position. We did approve a resolution. Again, this is just to encourage people to get it on the ballot and then let voters decide. I would say that although the vote, there was no opposition to it, but there were 9 abstentions coming from superintendents in districts primarily who will be trying to pass bond elections the same year that our schools now may be on the ballot. And that's a lot of taxation for your constituents. So they abstain. They don't necessarily have objections to the resolution, but because of their particular situations in their school districts, chose not to vote for that. So that's my report.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All you do and your staff, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Any public comments? Anybody? We have closed meeting items, so we will need a motion to go out of this meeting into closed session.
I move we go into closed session for disciplinary action to consider and procurement.
Personnel discussions, issues related to collective bargaining.
Okay. So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you so much for coming and
yeah.
for all that
yeah.
you do
Thank
and
you.
Your concern taking your night to be here.
You have any more slideshows?
Nope. I can make one.
Who seconded that last one?
I did.
Thank you.